So coming in, you heard the agent of Rick's of Ben Johnson, Rick Smith, on the Midday Show talking about the process and Kevin Warren of Ben Johnson being hired. And then you heard Solange's song, Cranes in the Sky.
Which is my favorite Solange song.
Mine too.
One of the things I always look at coming home to the city is I always look for cranes in the air.
And yesterday, as me and Tanny were walking downstairs together, I was like, who is that person standing there in the lobby of our building? It's a man and
it's
two.
It's
a guy. That's Kevin Warren. So Tanny and I go over and say, hello. I stuck out the hand, introduced, and said, hey, Kevin, I'm Matt Spiegel from The Score. And he said, oh, man, I really enjoyed coming on with you guys. He's never been on with us. That's okay.
He's been on with me.
Okay.
Yeah, Dan and I had him on.
Oh, I forgot that because I thought it was only the morning show.
No, Dan and I.
Yeah, I took you guys as a station.
Okay,
That
makes sense. And then we stood there, and all of a sudden we're talking to Kevin Warren, just shooting the breeze in the lobby. And I shot my shot and mentioned a mutual friend that we have. I said, oh, we have a mutual friend. I mentioned this person's name. He said, oh, wow, how do you know him? And I said, well, he's a music guy, and I'm a singer, so he's been there. And so Kevin immediately goes like this. He says, oh, what, you're sing? What song would you sing that would bring down the house? And I said, oh, well, As by Stevie Wonder. 'Cause I've been loving you always. And he goes, what? That's my wife's favorite song. Are you kidding me? I love that song. Why do you like that song? And all of a sudden, we're just talking music. Us and Kevin Warren. And then Lawrence, you came down 20 seconds after we did.
And listeners, if you're wondering, did Speaks go full Stevie in the lobby of our building here? Yes, he did.
I did. I chose to sing a bit of As. Because he was like, yeah, what's that line? I believe that true love. And I went, I believe that true love asks for nothing. So like, yeah, so I'm, you know, doing that. And then Lawrence comes down. He's like, oh, hello, Mr. Warren. You shake the hand. And all of a sudden, the three of us and Kevin Warren and two of his co-workers with the Bears are just shooting the breeze in the lobby of the Prudential Building.
Yeah, it was really interesting because I had finished talking with Alex because Alex was like, here's what we're doing on the show tomorrow. Go do the promo. This is what our plan is for the show, right? Is that me?
I think it's your phone, yeah.
I don't think so. My screen's locked.
Okay.
Oh, it's the Superfans. That's what it is. It's my computer.
It's the computer.
There it is.
All right. So, yeah, we're all shooting the breeze with Kevin Warren, and he's like, he's talking about songs.
Yeah, and, you know, Songs in the Key of Life is my favorite album. If I gave the hypothetical of you could have any two artists, you could have an opener and you could have a headliner, I would have Prince open for Stevie.
Well, yeah, that'll work.
Right? Like, that would be what I would want. So, that album is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other songs on that album that are, I mean, the whole thing is
the
just,
whole thing.
And he went to go see Stevie do the entire album.
Yeah, we're trading Stevie Wonder stories.
Oh, by the way, if you were wondering, Kevin Warren, Team Stevie Can See.
We're trading Stevie is not actually blind stories. I'm defending Stevie, which is my role usually in these conversations. I'm like, man, no way. And like, we're talking about when he catches the microphone. Kevin brings up that he was in the elevator with Shaq and said, hey, what's up, Shaq? So all of that. And then Kevin says, we're talking about As and talking about the album. And he says, hey, do you know the Golden Time of Day by Frankie Beverly and Maze? And I said, no, I don't know this song. And he's telling us why it's so great. And then Tanny says, do you know Zoom by the Commodores? And we're like, no, I didn't know either of those.
I'm fly far away from here.
Lawrence is all over it.
This song makes me feel, it's a perfect like Sunday morning song.
See, that's amazing because I immediately made a playlist on the way home, Kevin Warren's Soul on Spotify, and I put the two songs that he recommended into the playlist, and I love the Frankie Beverly one. I can't get enough of I listened to it again today. Listened to it on the way. I listened to both of them. Then this morning, I listened to Frankie Beverly. At Zoom, it didn't really hit me.
Well, you had said Lionel Richie and not the Commodores.
Yeah, I know. It was embarrassing.
But I mean,
it's true.
Lionel wrote it.
I know, fine. But he was absolutely schooling me and enjoying that. He was enjoying that he was schooling me.
Yeah, but it was. And then he said something like towards the end. I don't know if you had said that he should come on or if he had just mentioned when he was doing radio in Minnesota.
Yes.
That he would just jump on and talk about music. And we were both like, if you'd like to do that, this is probably the show for you.
100%.
And considering that guy sits over there and this guy sits here.
And you sit right there. And so your music guy, man, we could have incredible conversations with Kevin. And he says, you know, no football. I mean, maybe just a little.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of have to ask him a little bit about what's going on with Arlington Heights, maybe.
But imagine we could slip it in after 5 minutes of soul conversation.
What I was thinking more of like it really being a long conversation about other stuff and then making its way to maybe football.
Agreed.
But it was really interesting. And so, you know, Spiegs was in his bag musically.
I was.
I went into reporter brain. And I was sitting there going, why is Kevin Warren in this building? And then I'm like,
you're thinking, what's in this building?
I'm like,
where'd you get?
Well, Wilson is in the building.
Wilson Sporting Goods
is
here.
This is the worldwide like headquarters for Wilson Sporting Goods.
Let me do Chicago Bears, Wilson Sporting Goods. I wonder if they've ever done anything together.
Well, yeah.
Chicago Bears, Wilson's, Marquise.
Otis, he loves us.
And I'm like, what architects are in this building? What venture capitalists are in this building?
Ooh, what land surveyors are in this building?
Wow, Lawrence is just operating on a different level. I'm over here, man. Like, look at this business card he gave us. Nice thick card stock. This is a real business card.
That business card stock that he has is amazing.
You sent the GIF from
American Psycho, where the scene where they're all trading business cards in the boardroom. It's like, what is that? Bone. Patrick Bateman is sweating.
It is a beautiful business card that man sent us. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, it is. But I believe Pat Ryan is also in this building.
Yes.
So anyway, after we all broke.
This is why we're good partners. You went reporter and you're trying to piece it all together. And I'm just wanting to get deep into the soul playlist of Kevin Warren.
But I'm with you on that. Uh-huh. I thought it was great. And so the thing that people tell you about being in the room with Kevin Warren is that he understands people. And he is extremely charming. And I think that the three of us all walked away with, he is. I get it.
Dude,
I get the thing.
It happened to come up that I'm a singer, and he's like, and he immediately went to me, like, what song do you kill with? Like, he knew what he was doing. A very, very likable interaction. And Tanny, didn't you find him unbelievably likable in that short interaction? It's like crazy. You totally can get it, like Lawrence is saying.
Absolutely. You get all of it, you know, and I'm sure in a boardroom and when he's trying to get deals done, it's a different guy. You just flip a switch. But he was just so cool spending time with radio guys. Well, I'm sure radio guys are the last people you wanted to see at the end of his day, presumably, you know, but he was great.
Yeah. Texture says, and then Spiegs and Lawrence stopped by the Hallis statue this morning.
We were there waiting.
5 a.m.
Hey, see Kevin, what would go down.
We figured it's cool now. We could just swing by. Right.
So wait, can your Spotify list be for everyone? Can everyone see that?
It's just two songs.
It's just right now. It's just two songs.
Well, I think now I honestly think that you need to start going down the Frankie Beverly and Maze like rabbit hole.
I do, and I will. I do, and I absolutely will. I'm way too late for it
because that is ballpark for a guy like Kevin Warren. I am sure that he has been to plenty of I'm sure Frankie Beverly and Maze were here, what, last summer? I'm sure that he was there with the mayor who was there. I'm sure they had on their white linen.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were out there doing the electric slide.
Am I invited to that? I don't know.
Yeah. No, you are not.
Okay, I just had to double check.
But I do think that you would dig the music itself and Frankie Beverly's vocals sure.
Look, I there's so much in that genre that I adore and know well and just absolutely love. But of course we all have holes in our musical in our palettes. If that that's even a thing. I feel like Danny.
Yeah, no, that works.
Now you don't have a hole, in the palette.
That wouldn't be good because the paint wouldn't be able to go on there. So I think it works.
There's the bucket. A hole in my palette can only be filled by you.
See, I went hole in the bucket. I went to spearhead.
But there is the thumb hole on the palette if you're holding it, though.
Yeah, right.
Right?
There is a hole. So you got no place to put your thumb.
If
my palette.
Speaks meant the taste palette.
Oh, no.
Right?
No, yeah. We know.
Yeah,
but it's our job to try and help them when we can.
100%. But no, here's my thought. I have this playlist of two songs from Kevin Warren. We have them on and add a song to the playlist each time. Kevin, what song should we add to the playlist today?
I think that's asking a lot because to make a nice, efficient playlist for people, you'd have to come on like 6 or 7 times.
Well, that's too bad.
I think that you should let the algorithm kind of take you where... Like these are songs we know he likes.
Sure.
These are songs that he might like.
Oh, sure. I could just hit like play radio and let the algorithm do it. But I think giving Kevin the opportunity, like he can go anywhere and talk about Bear stuff to add to the playlist. That's our job. That's a safe space that we provide.
By the way, to go back to songs in the key of life, I gave Joe Madden a rare vinyl version of Songs in the Key of Life.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's outstanding.
So that he could, because you know, he would have at his restaurant, he would bring people back there
and upstairs.
Yep, and listen to records. So,
yeah.
I'm a huge fan of that album. Another Star is in the top five of my favorite songs ever.
Knocks Me Off My Feet is the song I sang to propose to my wife.
Aw.
So,
look
yeah,
at you.
That whole record is just filled with greatness. But all right,
I'm biased,
so
but I know I'm right.
So here's the thing: we have established a deeply meaningful and personal relationship with Kevin Warren that we promise you, dear listeners, we will leverage for all sorts of Bears information and scoops from here on out.
But not tickets.
No, I can't.
Sorry, and I know that's what you guys wanted us to leverage it for. Or to get your music played at Soldier Field, like one of the security people asked me after he left. You know which one, Ray. You know exactly which one did it.